We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Tzadi Tes. We are up to Sif Yud, the last line on page 204. And Yirtzeh Hashem, we will finish the Simin tonight. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Koton Sheigia La'onas HaPe'utos, a Koton that reached a certain age of Das, called the Onas HaPe'utos. We'll see exactly what age that is. V'yodeya L'mi Mevarachin, and he knows to who we are blessing. Mizamnin Olov, we can make a zimun together with him. Umitzarif bein l'shlosha bein l'asara. He could join in a zimun both of 3 and of 10. That is the opinion of the Mechaber, that a katan, we'll see what age exactly, can join in sometimes to a zimun of 3 or 10. The Rama says, v'yesh omrim de'ein mitzarfin oso klal. The Rama says, are those who say that a katan cannot join together in a zimun at all, Achihe ben shalosh esrei shana, until he is 13 years old, the oz machzakinan leik higodol shehevish tesaros. At which point, we say there's a chazaka that he's a godol, that we assume he brought already shtesaros. The chen nohagim ve'en l'shano, says the Rama, that is the minug, and one should not change from this minug, not to include a katan into a zimun, but yes, to include a 13-year-old, even if we don't know that he has simanim. We have a chazaka that once he's 13, he has the simanim. Then the Rama ends off and says, v'cheresh v'shota, a deaf person and a shota, in mechavnim u'mevinim, if they have kavana and they understand, mitzarfin l'zimun, they can also join together for zimun, afal pish ein acheresh shomea bracha. Even though the cheresh is deaf, he can't hear the bracha, he still could join together for the zimun. So let's go back now and see the Mishavura first on the Mechaber that said a katan that reached the age of Pu'utos and he knows to who we are Mevarachin, he could count for the Zimun. The Mishavura begins on 204, the last line, Sif Katan Chav Gimel. Sheigia upachos mize ein daito choshev leklum afilo yodeh lami Mevarachin. One who is under this age, which we'll see momentarily, he is considered having no das, and therefore even if he knows who we're benching, who we're davening to, he would not be able to count in the Zimun. Chof Dalid, ha Pu'utos, one who reached the age of Pu'utos, Hainu Kiben Teisha O Kiben Eser. He reached the age of 9 or 10, that's what the Magen Avraham says. V'yesh Omrim Dehu Adin, Bepachos Mishir Zeh. Some say, even if he's at a lower age, Im Hu Rak Mi Ben Sheish V'mala, even if he's only 6 and above, Im Hu Charif Yodeh L'mi Mevarach, and if he's sharp, and he understands things, and he knows who we are blessing, so then he can be included into a Zimun already at the age of 6. So this is a machlokas, whether it's 9 or 10 or 6, but there is an age that the Mechaber says a katan can be counted in. If you look at note 17, he brings in the Or Letzion that he says that according to the Mechaber, a katan that reached the age of Pu'utos accounts for a zimun, so it depends. If it's a zimun of 3, efshel letzaref kvar mi ben sheish, then you can already include someone in from the younger age, which is the age of 6. Ach lezimun ba'asara, but to include him in a zimun of 10, to say Hashem's name, yitzaref rak mi ben teisha. So he says that it depends what zimun it is for 3 or 10, depending what age, but really, the age is a machlokas, if it's the age of 6 in general, or if it's the age of 9 or 10. Says the Mishabura Vaitrim Sivkotan Chavhei, at that point the Mechaber said he could be mitzare for a zimun. Hainu echod velo shnayim. That is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Sfarim are knowing this way, that's only one katan that can be counted in, and not two. Bein l'shlosha, bein l'asara, whether the zimun is of 3 or of 10, according to the Sfarim, you can only count in one katan. Bein l'shlosha, bein l'asara, Sivkotan Chavav. The Hodi Isa B'Siv Vav, that which we learned yesterday in Siv Vav, the Ein Mizan Mal Katanim, that you cannot make a Zimun counting in Katanim, Mari B'Katanim B'Yoser. You have to say that that Mechaber is talking about Katanim that are below the age of 6, or maybe 9. O She'eno Yodeh L'mi Mevarachin, or if he's at the proper age, where we're saying it's okay here, maybe he does not understand who we are blessing, because as we saw tonight already, you have to have these two criteria. One is a certain age, and two is a certain level of Das to know who he's Mevarachin. And therefore, the Mechaber that says earlier, Katan is not good, either it will be a younger age, or it will be someone who does not know who we are Mevarachin. The Rama argued with this and said that there are those who say that a Katan does not join together for a Zimun at all until he is 13 years old, and then we're machzik him as a gadol that he already brought Shteisaros. So here we have a long Mishabura with a few very important notes. Sifkotun Chav Zayin, the Oz machzikin, and then we say there's a chazaka that he's already a gadol. The Aminon Kevan Shegiel Lechlal Shanim, we say, since he already reached the age in number, he already turned 13. Mistama klar hevi shtei saros. We assume already that he brought shtei saros as well. The ain tzorach bedika achar ze. And you don't have to look and check if he has simanim. You assume a chazaka that if he's 13, he has shtei saros. Aval im bidakuhu v'nimsa she'em bo shtei saros. But if he was checked out for some reason and was found not to have shtei saros, then lo mitzarfen leilo zimun. Then he can't join together for zimun. So there is a chazaka that if he's 13, we assume he has the saros. But if you checked and saw he doesn't have the saros, then obviously he loses the chazaka and he cannot be included in the zimun. Let's take a moment break over here from the Mishnah Berurah and look at note number 19, a little part of it. Okay, she'achal ha'katan mivodyom, an interesting shayla, katan ate during the day. His birthday was that night. He was turning 13 that night. His bar mitzvah was that night. He ate during the day. U'bolavarach birchas azimun balayla. And then he decided to bench after nightfall, mishanase bar mitzvah. So he ate when he was a katan, and now he wants to bench when he's a gadol. So can he be mitzarech? The Kavachayim writes, Shenirish she'eino mitzarech. The Kavachayim says he cannot join together the zimun. Shehochem acharei tchilas ha'suda. We go after the beginning of the suda, and therefore at the beginning of the suda he was a katan, and therefore he cannot join together in the zimun. If you look at note number 20 on the point that the Mishnah Berurah just said, that even though there's a chazaka that a 13-year-old has shtei saros, but if we saw that he doesn't have shtei saros, he can't be counted into the zimun. And note number 20 points out that the Mishnah Berurah told us earlier, shebidrabanan mekilin af imlo nimsu shtei saros. So when it comes to Mrs. Drabanan, we are lenient when it comes to a 13-year-old, even if we know he doesn't have shtei saros, mishum shetolim shehoyu saros v'naflu, because we assume he actually grew the hairs and they fell out. So earlier the Mishnah Berurah said when it comes to a din d'rabbanan, we do assume that even though we see he doesn't have the saros, that he actually had the saros and they fell out. V'tzayin shomu divrei Magen Avraham kan, and then the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is Magen Avraham over here, v'nishar b'tzarech iyan katan. The Mishnah Berurah points out at Tzarech Iyan Katan, the Magen Avraham says over here that if you know that he doesn't have the saros, it's not good. There he says if you know he has a saros and it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, which we're assuming this is as we'll see shortly, then it's okay because we assume the shtei saros fell out and they were there. So that's a little bit of a question. And the Mishnah Berurah ends off with the Tzarech Iyan Katan.
That's
not good. That we discussed yesterday.
No, that's not good. They don't make a zimun.
No, that was yesterday's shir. Explicitly, they can't make a zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, V'chol Eilu Hadeos Hurak L'inyan Tzeiruf Sheyeh Mitzarif L'Shlosha V'Lasara. All these discussions of the Mechaber that a Katan works, and the Ramah that a 13-year-old, even if we don't know if he has Shtei Saros, that he works, that's only Lagabe joining together to make a group of 3 or 10. Aval Sheyeh Hu HaMizamein. But to allow, according to the Mechaber, the Katan, or according to the Ramah, the 13-year-old that we don't know if he has shtei saros, the yotzi acher mebrachas ha-mazon, for them to lead the benching and to be motzi others in benching, l'kul yama eino motzi. According to everyone, they can't be motzi others in benching, ad sheyia ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, until he is 13 years old in one day, which really means 13, v'yadua shehevi shtei saros, and it is known that he has shtei saros. Why? Shebrachas ha-mazon hu min ha-torah, because benching is daraisa. Ubishal Torah ain somchen al chazaka zo the mistama hevi. When it comes to a din daraisa, we don't rely on the chazaka that since he's 13 mistama, we assume he has a chazaka that he had a shtei saros. That's only by a mitzvah derabbanan. So to join in the zimun, as we'll see, that's a derabbanan, that will work. But to allow him to lead the zimun, and more specifically to lead the benching, and to be motzi others in benching, which is daraisa, that would not be allowed until it's a vada that he's 13 years old and he has shtei saros. Miu, however, im ha-mezamein eino omer ki'im nevarich, but if the one leading the zimun just does like we do nowadays, he just says, Rabbi Sain nevarich, v'chol birchas ha-mozom mevarich kol echol v'echol la'atzmo kiminageinu, and the benching everyone does on their own like our minog is, then lay slumba, then we have no problem with a katan leading the zimun l'fi the mechaber, or a 13-year-old that we don't know about his saros leading the zimun according to the Ramah. The kevan shu ben yud gimel shana, because according to the Ramah, since he's at least 13 years old, samchinan baze al chazaka. Then we will rely on the chazaka. Let's summarize this Mishnah Berurah. We'll see a Shaar Tzion and a couple of very important notes. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that which we say, let's just go with the Ramah. The Ramah says that a 13-year-old can join in for Zimun even if we don't know he has Shtei Saros. That's only to join in to make the number 3 or the number 10. But to actually lead the benching, and specifically to emotzi others in Birchas HaMazon, which is the Raisa, he absolutely cannot do that, because we don't rely on the Chazakah that he has Shtei Saros when he turns 13 for the Raisa. And to be motzi others in benching, which is the Raisa, he would have to be Vaday 13 and Vaday have Shtei Saros. However, nowadays, where the minhag is that the one who leads the Zimun just leads the Zimun and everyone benches on their own, so then a child who is 13 years old and we don't know if he has Shtei Saros, that would be okay for him to lead the benching because everyone's benching on their own and we're assuming that the Zimun is only Midirabbanan. That's what the Shaar HaTzion points out in Yud Tes. On that which the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as he's 13, we will be Samchin on Bazal Chazaka. The Zimun Lerov HaPoschim Hu Midirabbanan. Because the Zimun, according to most poskim, like we discussed already earlier, is only Midirabbanan, and therefore, if it's a Midirabbanan, again, you can rely on the Chazaka.
Does that mean that his Chiyuv of benching itself is also Midirabbanan? After he's 13, and we don't know whether he's...
Well, we'll have to assume he's only Midirabbanan, because we don't know if he's Vadei Daraisa. Yes. Yes, that's what we'd assume. Let's see now, and we'll clarify a lot more in notes number 21 and 22. First, note number 21, on that which Shabura said, that all these opinions is only Lagabe joining together to make the number 3 or to make the number 10. So he tells us the following case, a very likely scenario to come up. Uba'ofen sha'achal ben Ashkenaz in b'nei Svarad. An Ashkenazi was invited over to a Suda at a Svardi's house. V'yeshom tisha anoshim v'katan. There are 9 adult men there, and there is 1 katan. So Shlomo Zalman Orbal says, she is zamin echa b'nei Svarad b'shem. So again, you have 9 adults and 1 child. The Svardim hold that's okay for a Zimun. The Ashkenazim hold that's absolutely not okay. So you're one of the 9 adults. So what do you do? So what you do is you let one of the Svardim lead the Zimun, because he holds that it's okay. Ben Ashkenaz yane belachash belo askaras Hashem. And the Ashkenazi who's there should join together in the Zimun. He should answer, but he should not say the Shem Hashem, even though there's a minion, because he holds the Katan's not good. So he should answer quietly without saying Hashem's name. Then it says V'chein Das Rav Scheinberg and Rav Vosner Lugabe Zimun B'Shlosha, but it can't mean it's the same thing because there's no shame by Zimun B'Shlosha. I guess it means you'll just answer more quietly, whatever that accomplishes. But if you're at a Svardi's house and he wants to join in a katan for the Zimun, so the poets can say that you can in fact join into a Zimun with a katan. The only thing you should not do is you should not say Hashem's name. Let's go weiter in note number 22. On that which the Mishnah Berurah came out very clearly, that if all the 13-year-old is doing is leading the Zimun, but everyone's benching on their own like we do nowadays, the 13-year-old can lead the Zimun, and the Shaar HaTzion told us because Zimun, according to Rav Poskim, is only Midirabbanan, and therefore in a Midirabbanan we go with the Chazaka that he has Shtei Saros. We saw previously the Chazon Ish argues with this, and that's what note 22 points out. V'Chazon Ish nechlach al zeh. The Chazon Ish argues on this with Shabura v'Savar, and he holds shezimun hu midaraisa. He holds that zimun is midaraisa. V'alkein kosel b'shon halachos. Therefore, the Shon Halachos writes she'ein litein leben yud gimel lezamein al smacha chazaka. You should not do what the Mishnah Berurah says you could do. You should not allow a 13-year-old to lead the zimun relying on the chazaka that he has Shtei Saros. The host of any adds on, Shahainuk is Shebiladov Yesh Shlosha Gedolim. It's talking about a case that if besides the 13-year-old there are 3 Vadai Gedolim, that's when according to the Chazon Ish you shouldn't lead the benching. But if there are only 2 other Gedolim, then it would be okay, even if the Chazon Ish, for him to lead the benching, because then we would really say Mamanov Shach, if he's a Gadol, so he could lead. If he's not a Gadol, there's no Zimun anyway, so there's no real problem over there. In the next paragraph he writes, Umachmas Dasa Chazon Ish. Based on this opinion of the Chazon Ish that Zimun is the Araisa, the stipler paskind, lenechdo to his grandson, shelo lezamein besudas habar mitzvah shelo. The stipler told his grandson that he should not lead the Zimun at his bar mitzvah. Many times a bar mitzvah boy will lead the Zimun. The stipler told his grandson not to lead the Zimun because if the Chazon Ish holds his Araisa, which he does, to be choshes to the Chazon Ish is the Araisa, and the Katan, we don't know if he has Shtei Saros. There's only a Chazaga for the Rabbanan, not for the Araisas. According to the Chazon Ish is the Araisa, don't lead the benching. Achein, however, Ba'aruch HaShulchan Pasak Kedasa Mishabura, the Aruch HaShulchan Pasak the Mishabura, that Zimun is the Rabbanan, and therefore the Bar Mitzvah boy would be able to lead the Zimun. V'hosef, and he adds on, Shekein HaMinog Pashat. That is the custom, Shechosan HaBar Mitzvah Mizamin Besudas Bar Mitzvah, that the Bar Mitzvah boy can lead the Zimun at his bar mitzvah. Below Bedikim Hevi Shesaros, without checking the Ash Shesaros, the bar mitzvah boy, the same way he could daven for the Omer, which is the Rabbanon, he could lead the benching, which according to the Mishabura and Aruch HaShulchan is the Rabbanon. The Af HaKtzos HaShulchan Kosav Shaminok Sheben Yud Gimel Mazamin, the Minok is that a 13-year-old can in fact lead the Zimun. The Akav HaChaim Af Beer came with Divrei HaZohar, Shemitzvah Litein Koshal Bracha Libno Kedei Lechancha B'mitzvah, so Yubedavka should give the Koshal Bracha to your 13-year-old son to be mechanechem in mitzvos, even if he's not a gadol, that he has a chazaka, assuming you don't know for sure, you rely on the chazaka that he in fact is a gadol completely. That takes care of a 13-year-old lefi the Ramah and the ketanim lefi the mechaber. Now we move on to the next part of the Ramah, and that was a cheresh. The Ramah said, a cheresh v'shota, if they're mechavnim u'mevinim mitzarfen lezimun, if they understand what's going on, they could join together with the zimun, even though the cheresh is not able to hear the bracha. So in the Mishaburin, it's a katan chav ches as the files of a cheresh. Mari b'cheresh ha-medaber ve'eno shomea. We're discussing over here a case of a cheresh that's able to speak, but he cannot hear. The ilu b'cheresh gamur, because if it would be talking about a complete cheresh that is a deaf mute, he can't hear and he can't speak, kaim alon de potem mikol ha-mitzvos kakatan. We hold that a total deaf mute is potem from mitzvos like a katan, so that's not what we're discussing over here. We're discussing over here a cheresh that cannot hear, but he can speak. So again, a cheresh gamur is part of a kol mitzvah. The la bardeya, who is not a bardeya, like we learned earlier in Siman Nun Hei Sivches. The ain't a mitzarif, and therefore a real complete cheresh is not mitzarif to a zimun. What about a cheresh that's the opposite, that's shomeya ve'ain a medaber? He's really a mute. He can hear, but he can't speak. So I am the prima gadim. I'd like to finish the mishabura on this sif, and then we'll see a couple of important notes. V'shota, we said also a shota, if he understands what's going on, he could join in the zimun. Lo mari b'shota gamur, the same thing, it's not talking about someone who's totally a shota. Dezein mitzarif, there a shota can't join together for a zimun. Elo she'eno chacham kol kach kishar inshi. He's just not as smart, not as sharp as the rest of the people. V'ha'am machzakin osu l'shota. And people look at him like a shota, but he's not mamish a shota. He's not, you don't look at him and think he's totally a shota. Then for sure he's putter. He's not joining for a zimun. Talking about a person over here that is a little slower than everyone else, and they assume they're masking him as a shota, but he's just not, only because he's not as sharp as everyone else. But he's not going to please shota. That person can be mitzarev to a zimun. Let's look at note number 23, going on that which the Mishabura said, that the Mechaber, the Ramah that said a cheresh is okay, he's talking about a cheresh ha-medaber ve'eino shomea. V'chein l'gabe yoshein, someone who is sleeping as well, we learned earlier, sheladas ha-shulchan aruch, shom mitztarif lezimun asara limro she'eino shomea. Someone who is sleeping, the Mechaber told us earlier, also can be counted in for a zimun of 10, even though he doesn't hear it. V're'esham she'atas cholek alzeh, Lagabe tefila, but again, lagabe aziman, the Shulchan Aruch tells us someone that's sleeping is counted in for aziman, and that's consistent with over here. Someone who's deaf who doesn't hear is similar to someone who's sleeping, and he can be counted in for aziman of 10. The chol zeh le'inyan sirufu aleihem. This is all talking about joining in and counting towards the number 3 or the number 10. Aval hu atzmo bevadei eino yotzei yedei aziman kishiyoshin. But a guy who is sleeping, even though you could count him as number 10, he obviously is not yotzei his chiyuv zimun by sleeping. Shei eino ona lezimun, because he's not answering to the zimun. Ukumoshim avur lekamon. Ukumokein eino yotzei debir chasamazon. Obviously, he's also not being yotzei his mitzvah of benching. Shei eino shomeas abrach. He's not hearing the benching. Shafilu b'misnamnim. Even someone who's dozing in and out. We learned earlier in the Bira Allah, chashol yotzei deichov as birchazimun. Birchazamazon. So if a person who's misnamnim, he's in and out, he's dozing off, he's not yotzei the Birchas HaMazon by hearing it that way. Certainly one who is sleeping. So we're only talking about a person who's sleeping to be yotzei, legabe, not yotzei, to be mitzarif, to count for everyone else, that there should be 10 there, but he's not yotzei, his chiyuv zimun or his chiyuv Birchas HaMazon. Then we said at the end of the Mishabura of Chav Ches, the opposite case of someone who could hear, but he can't speak, I am the Prima Gadim. So the Mishabura writes in note 24, Shaprima Gadim don l'chalik ben zimun ba'asara, shemitzarfim oso mishum shashchina shara akol asara miyisrael, l'ben zimun b'shlosha. So Prima Gadim is mechalik, a person who can't speak, he's mechalik between a zimun of 10 and a zimun of 3. When it comes to a zimun of 10, there a mute can join the zimun. He can count as one of the 10. Because the rule by 10 is the Shechina Shara, whenever there are 10 Jews there. So even though he's not able to speak, the Shechin is there. They can still, whoever can speak, can answer with Hashem's name. Mashenking, when it comes to a Zimun of Shlosha, Sheyitochin Sheinu Mitzarif. There he's not Mitzarif. There if you can't answer, you can't be Mitzarif. But by 10, it's not an Inyan of answering. By 10, it comes an Inyan of having the Shekhinah there. And when there's 10 Jews there, the Shekhinah is there, even if one is sleeping, even if one can't hear, even if one can't speak, it's always going to be fine. But when it comes to 3, you have to have 3 people that can answer, and the mute, therefore, would not be able to join in. The Chayim Pasa B'Shulchan Aruch HaRav, these are the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as well. When it comes to a zimun of 3, even one person who doesn't answer is ma'akev. At the very least, he has to be able to be possible to answer. When it comes to 10, however, when it comes to 10, similar to Kaddish or other things, if someone doesn't answer, it's not ma'akev, because since there's 10 there, the Shechina is there, and therefore you are allowed to say Dvarim Shebekdusha, and therefore we're more lenient by a Zeman of 10 when it comes to a mute than a Zeman of 3. Skip to the last paragraph of note 24. Omnam, legabe tziruv shikur lezimun. However, when it comes to joining together someone who's drunk for a Zeman, Shu inyan shall be zayon. That's the possibility of a bizayon. Matzino luchar lehepach. There we find the opposite is true. The Mishabura told us earlier, she'eno mitzarif leminyan asara. A drunk person cannot be mitzarif to the zimun of asara to be able to say Hashem's name. Ach lezimun b'shlosha yitochin shemutu latzarfo. However, when it comes to a zimun of 3, it is logical that it would be allowed to join him in. V'luchara kavanosa dafka lezimun b'shlosha v'lo lezimun b'asara. Fine. Let's go back to the Mechaber. I want to finish Yud Aleph, and then I want to go back to a Bir Halacha that's very important from Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph says, Misha Nidu al Aveira, one who was placed in Nidui because of an Aveira, he did aim as honor love, he can't be counted into the Zimun. Says the Mishabur and Sifkot and Lamed, Ein Mezaner love, Bein L'Shlosha, Bein L'Asara. A person in Nidui for an Aveira can't be counted into a Zimun of 3 or 10. Shezeu Lashon Nidui, that's what the Lashon Nidui means. Shemarchikin umavdilin oso meagudasam, that you're separating him and distancing him from your group, and therefore he can't be part of the group. The Ayin Lael Besimun Unheis, if you'd base, the Bir Halacha. In note 27 in the back, he explains the Bir Halacha says over there that he was menuda not because of an Aveira, only because of monetary reasons, then it is mutter, le'tzarev imo l'chodav shebidusha, you can count him in. But if he's menuda machma sha'over al gzeres atzibur, ain't mitzdarif lezimun, he doesn't join into a zimun. Let's see the Bir Halacha on page Kuf Gimel de Ramaskel, mitzdarif and lezimun, a very important Bir Halacha over here. This Bir Halacha is going on the Ramah that just told us that a cheresh, if he is mechavin and he's maven, is mitzdarif to a zimun. A deaf person counts into a zimun. We saw in the Mishavura, we're talking about over here, a person who cannot hear, but he can speak, he could join in with a zimun. Look in the Mishabura where we said we're discussing over here a case of a cheresh who speaks but can't hear. Zokta Chavetz Chaim. L'chora Poshut. D'davka l'inyan tzeirufu. L'chora, it's obvious that this is only legabe joining in to be counted towards the number 3 or the number 10. Avalhu ein nochon l'chadchilo shiehu amizame l'hotzi achem rebech zamazom. But it's not appropriate l'chadchilo for him to be the leader of the benching and to be motzi others in Birchas HaMazon. Why? T'hakayim alon misimin kuf pehe sed beiz l'chadchilo tzarech l'ashmir l'ozno. We learned earlier that one who's benching l'chadchilo should hear with his ears what he's saying with his mouth. The imkain after shomea kona, and therefore, even though if we say he's leading the benching, the one who's listening is shomea kona, mikomakom heim lo adifa midide batzmo. The one who's listening to the cheresh lead the benching is not any better than the cheresh. V'nishar etzlam habrachos bedibur levad below shmiel oznam. So if the person who's leading the benching is deaf, so he's only Yotze B'dievet, because he's saying the words, but he can't hear what he's saying. He's only Yotze B'dievet. So if I'm hearing from a deaf person, even though I do hear what he's saying, since I'm only coming mikoach him, if he's not Yotze L'chadchila, I am also not Yotze L'chadchila. Now, this is not so pashut. He says, Achagach matzasi v'chlushiv k'v'eger, shekosav gamkein ke'ein zeh, l'inyan she'ein kedai she'yash le'atzibur l'chadchila gamkein mitam zeh. Afterwards, I saw Rekiv Eger says the same thing, that the Chachila, a person who is able to speak but can't hear, should not be the Shiel Tzibur for Tefillah, because again, he's only Yotze B'dievet, he can't hear what he's saying, and therefore, the people being Yotze with him are only going to be Yotze B'dievet. Ayin Shem. In the olden days, when the person leading the Zima not only led the Zima, but he also was motzi everyone in benching, it's pasha that this is true. That it's not going to be l'chachila for a cheresh to be leading the benching or the davening. But nowadays, she'ein motziim bebirchas hamozon klal. You're not being motzi anyone in benching when you're leading the zimun. The kol echad mevarach l'asmon. Each person is making his own birchas hamozon. The mezamin omer rak mevarach levad. The leader is only saying Rabbi Sain mevarach. Efshar di'esh l'hakel baze. It could be we could be lenient. She'yehu af mezamin l'chachila. Could be giving mezamin l'chachila. Because lemaisa, what's he doing? He's not being motzi anyone or anything. He's just saying, let's bless Hashem, and you're blessing Hashem. He leaves off in the last line of the Beralacha, v'tzarach iyan. He leaves off tzarach iyan, but he's saying, in the olden days, it's pasha that it wouldn't be l'chachila for a deaf person who could speak to lead the zima, because then they would be motzi others in benching, and the others would only be motzi b'dievid like he's b'dievid. But nowadays, where the leader of the benching is just getting everyone to bless Hashem, Rabbi Sain Nevarech, and he's not being motzi anyone in anything, then it could be that it's even the chachil 100% fine. There's a very important note in the back that I'd like to point out, and that is the stipler. We had this discussion in other places as well. In note 26 in the back, I'll just read the last paragraph. It's on page 37, in the third section, the right column, the last two lines. Kosov alzeh stipler. The stipler writes on this in the Kilas Yaakov. There is a chakira exactly how Shomea Kaona works. The Chafetz Chaim just told us that if a Cheresh is leading the benching, he's being motzi others in Birchas HaMazon, and he's only Yotzi B'dieved, so if I hear it from him, I'm only Yotzi B'dieved. But the reason why he's only Yotzi B'dieved is because he can't hear what he's saying. I do hear what he's saying. So it's not so pashut. So says the stipler, that's only if you understand Shomea Kaona, that the maisa of my friend patters me kein shlichus. Like the Chazon Ish says, Shelefize, according to this, im eitzel ha'osa nechsha maisa b'dieved, if the one who's doing the maisa is only being yotze b'dieved, ain't shayach sheyishtane via eitzel ha'shomea yotze mizeh. I can't be yotze any more than the mishalayach. If it's working through shlichus, if he's yotze b'dieved, I'm yotze b'dieved. Avol in ninko kedas habeis halevi, but if we'll take on the tzad of Shomea Kaona like the beis halevi, she'etzem hashmiya hikiyam ha-mitzvah, it's just my hearing it, that is the mitzvah. It's not my shliach, my hearing it is the mitzvah. V'nechshav ki'ilu amar bi'atzmo, and when I hear it, it's as if I said it. It's not like he's saying it for me, it's not a din shlichus. My hearing it is my being yotzei the mitzvah, harei etzlo ein chisaron shel hashmiya la'azno. So when I hear him saying it, I don't have a problem with not hearing with my ears, because I am hearing with my ears. The ain mazik lo she'etzel ha'motzi yesh chisaron bazeh. It doesn't affect me in a negative way, the fact that the one who said it can't hear it, because I'm not being yotzei because he's being yotzei. I'm being yotzei by hearing him. So I hear him. So it depends, not the disciple, it depends how you learn in the chakira of Shomea Kaona with a yotzei. But clearly, the Chafetz Chaim is taking on the tzad of Shomea Kaona, that it's working within shlichus, and therefore, however, he's yotzei, I'm yotzei. If he's only yotzei b'dieved, so I'm only yotzei b'dieved. But zok the disciple, that wouldn't work. Lefi the Beis Halevi, then you would be yotzei 100%. But again, the Mishav, even lefi the Chavetz Chaim, that would only be in the olden days when he's being motzi you in the actual benching. But nowadays, that he's only leading the zimun, so it wouldn't be a problem because everyone's benching on their own. Then possibly it would be lechatchila for the cheresh to lead the zimun. We'll stop here, and Amir Tzeshem will begin Siman Reish tomorrow.